Melchazar Smukov Hay at the end, but they didn't get to trancing a tam, the case of Melicha. That means the four ways of trancing tam. The last way is the case of Melicha. The gate to Melicha, there are sugars. The sugya is really Simon of the Atzvay from Simon Samach Tess and onwards, also Simon Samach Hayes above. We're going to try to focus on what it says on the page. The Gamut of 20 news other Mukuris. First, let's start with the Mechaber. The case of Melicha is Shenan Nechal Machmas Molchoi. It's not meaning regular vegetables over here that are salted, or you put that salted, has to be something that cannot be eaten the way how it is, what the gather and the shear in Kamen Kremoi. Something that's very, very salty, like you do salt for Melicha, that's very, very salty. What's halacha?
If it's not very salty, then there's no Melicha?
No, there is Melicha. No, it's salty, but it's not the Melicha of Trancing Tom. No. That means anything that you're eating is not the Melicha in the Nechamach of Smolfoy. It's in the Nechamach of Smolfoy. You're eating it, so it's Nechal. I'm sorry?
So does it come into play? Today, like,
if you have a
today that,
maybe you have a salt dish, you have salt. So you don't eat salt. So it says anymore in Chulin Daf Zayin. Shmuel, what is the gather? Shmuel says Smliach Harukur is Sayach, which was Sayach. And what it says Kitzli. Now the question: when it says Kitzli, does it mean Mamish like Tzli, or does it mean Lafuke Bishul? But it's better than the case of Bishul. So the basis means Machlokes among the Rishonim. Those who say it's mamish like tzli, and therefore we know in the get it's tzli, but it's a kachosh, it's natilo. And therefore, says the Rash belief by din deraisa of choshish for natilo, and by also by it's a shumon aloch bishishim and natilo. Same thing. Atzad hasheni beishes brings down. Those say it's like tzli, but lafuke bishul, but it's better in the case of tzli. Therefore, by kachosh by tzli is natilo. Here says the Rosh is the case of klipo. The get is shomin. We know it's shishim. Again, by the case of Yom Licho, it's also says Rav Yo, or at least one Ramban says it's a case of Klipo. So we say it's Kitzli. Questions mean is it better like better than Sli, Afuke Bishul, or is it Mamish Kitzli? Lachal the Kamal of the Mechabani Paskins, there are three different darkers over here. He says that something is Klipo, something is Natilo, or something is Shishim and Natilo. And I will exact that means, depends how you read it, you have a Gersa Im or Vim. So there are two malachim. One, how the way the shach seems to go, is vi'im, and the categories seem to be dependent upon the shamnunis. If it's kochish legamri, it's klipo. If it's shach to shamnunis, it's shuman akid, noiknis to gedoimo, nichlegev natilo. If it's shamim mamish, then shishim and natilo. Asad Hasheni, the goin, and look at the pirugonim, he's markedly explained to malachim the sigur, he seemed to be gurus the word im, and therefore the category seems to be when it's kochish. Then it's shumna ginek noikdis kdei klipo. That means anything that's isdra bonon. Something that's kroimis did the raiso, even though it's kochosh, is kdei natilo. Mash eking, something that's shaman, nalocha shishim and natilo. You look up the makor in the base seisif. If it's a better, it could be chosh the raj, but chibsin dra bonon and the raiso. Agam the sugyo yishlodin. Those are two malchim. The tad does speak out. The fact that Mechaba put shumna ginek only case of klipo, we spoke out already the two malchim in toisvis. What's Pshat and Shuman against Klipo? Is it not Mephafeo, or it is Mephafeo, but always a case of Shishim? Says that Taz he's Lashitosoi, that he passed in the case over here that Kofosh is not Mephafeo. What's not Mephafeo? Therefore, the Chalaged of Klipo. So, Locha, the Mechaba has his Mahaloch. Again, two ways to read it. Maisa, the Taz, Skokhavov, has the Raskon of Mashal from the whole entire Sugyo. He comes along and says, not the Mechalik, where the case over here is Melicho, or Tzli, or Kedaiba. He says the Loch is always in need Shishim. And not only that, he says that Gam, Medina, maybe don't need the Tilo. He says, Bechosh also the vacation of the Tilo. That means the Taz disagrees with the whole time of Halach. We'll put the Taz to the side right now. He says, you always need Shishim and the Chosh for the case of the Tilo.
Bashar
holds the Tilo. Shishim and the Tilo. I don't remember him saying that. Second thing the Mechaber says, he speaks out the sugya of something that's heter, that's shomein, is mefatah, it's the case of where it's kochosh. He spoke it out by Riches and Nas Chaburo. Let's say quickly now. First, the case of the Mechaber is when the heter is mefatah the iser, when the case over here is the heter is a srach shamnunis, when the iser is a srach shamnunis, shumun agid. In fact, the Shach, it's a kon kolkes, why say the case of a srach shamnunis, say kochosh legamri? It doesn't answer the question. Meister Goyen says the reason why it took Shuman Agid is only didn't drop on him. Now it came out, we had the sugya of a being mafat from one to another, three different places. We have Sefei, Sef Zayin, and Sef Tes. Meister Taz, again, we mentioned last time, he's making across the board. We do not learn off the Sugya of Reichel, Miuchad over there, Tzimuk of Ches, and therefore, side by Tzli, side by Issa Belua, side by Melicha, will not have the Chumrah of the Het to be mafat of the Isser. At Sada Sheni, the Mechaba brings down Sefei by the Sugya of Tzli, and in Sef Tes by the Sugya of Melicha by Os to be Machmer. Is of Zayin, he left it out blank, but it's the Blur. The Shach says, why? Because he's a Mesopic. At Sada Shlishi, the Torah brings down the Sif Hei and Sif Tes, the Maisi Machmer. It's of Zayin, it's the Blur, the Maisi is clear, he's being Rekel in the Torah. At Sada V, the Shach came along with Paskin and Sif Hei to be Machmer. He says, that's by Dafka by Tzli, there's fire. Mashen came by Melicha, there is no fire, it's not going to dispatch it. David brings down the Drisha, the Bach, the Yam Shlomit, to Mechabt, the two Sugars. And therefore, sends Sif Tes to be Rekel. Then at the end of the day, in Sif Tes, how to pass by us, our Sugyo, true, the Torah is Machmer, the Mechaber is Machmer. But afterwards, the Bach, the Drisho, the Yamcha Shloimo, the Taz, the Shach, all the places we hold on Sif Tes, we make them. They were all this from the same place as Sif Tes by Melicha, not to extend the Chumo of the Issa being Mephater, i.e. the case of the Heter. Why? At the end of the day, there's no file here, it's not affect one to another. And therefore, a Gam, the Mechaber is Machmer, the place do not go this way. The third thing in the Mechaber, he's discussing this whole entire halacha, was saying a chilk of klipo and a tilo and shishim is only when the chilib is dovek to the piece itself. However, other chatichos, when it gets sold together, he makes three different akimtas with three different halachas. Number one is a case over here where it touches all of them. Number two, he's not sure if he touches all of them. And number three, when you know he only touched one of the pieces. Go through each case. Number one, he knows when he touches all of them, the loch is, there's no shishim in each one, all of them are usr, and we're not going to starve all of them against this one piece over there. The question is why? By Bishop, we know when we starve everything against isr, why in the world over here looking at each piece by itself? So, Beisayshim, the Taz, Bignam, Achloikis, Ma'aram, and the Rashba, we say the isr mefato is the isr mefaya mechaticha lechaticha b'liroitim. The Ram says that the isr that goes inside one piece does not go to the next piece. And therefore, the Taz explains, what does that mean? It's a giloy, the Yisrael, that is not in the Spash B'Shova. That means by Bishul, we know that you have 20 pieces, you have one Isser. This one Isser, the 20 pieces are 60 times one Isser in the Spash B'Shova, but L'Shishim. Over here, since the Ram says, it's not Mefafeh, Mechaticha, Leticha, L'Yroitev, it's being Megalo, that's not in the Spash B'Shova. Maybe we'll go here, maybe we won't go here, maybe we'll go to the other piece, maybe we won't go, we don't know. Since we don't know, we have a subject where the Isser exactly is, come on to go Aser. Now this Isser that was saying to be Machmer, Namafeh Mechaticha L'Chaticha, B'Liroite of the B'li inside, Frekataz, the obvious question, we have a Stira, Sif Zayin versus Sif Ches. Sif Zayin, we're saying Isser Blua, we know Sif Zayin by Kochish does not go out. By Shobain, we know it does go out. Why it goes up from B'li one to another? Over here we're saying, it's Namafeh Mechaticha L'Chaticha, whether it's Kochish or Shobain. The Chor of Stira of Sif Zayin versus Sif Ches. Therefore, it said the Chorus of Zion is like the Rashba, Sif Tes like the Maram. What's going on? He does not answer the question. Meister Kuzi Kesef, the Shach answers, Agam is not that well, not work out that well in the Beis Eishim, the Kor Shaboy, and the Cheshbon Shaboy, being Machmer. It says Zion, the Kamal to be Machmer, the Rashba Shito, in the Fem Rachticho Rachticho, as the case of Shomin. Over here, Sif Tes, to be Makel with Rashba, he won't. We're coming to ask all the pieces over here, we're not getting Shishim, to be Machmer. That means we take on both Shitas. L'chumro, not l'kulo b'yam.
And this a little bit of tzlihi?
By tzlihi we took on l'chumro. That will say it won't go out for kachosh, it'll go out for shamin. That means Rapsis goes out, Rapsis won't go out. So it took on l'chumro.
Well, ask all the pieces
in the tzlihi. Well, if it can't be. If it goes out, then it can't ask all the pieces. It has to be, you can't take the Rashi right halfway. Either go the Rashi or the Ram. Yeah, but you took, if the thing is goes out, you're going through Rashi already. The Ram won't ask the pieces. Yeah.
So here.
Over here, the piece itself touched it. The Issa, the Chelub touched it. You want them, now the other piece that's Belair, one of them starve together. Different kintas. I mean, the cases of Zion were discussing where the Belua is touching other pieces. Does it come to be Machmer with other pieces? Here we're discussing when the Belua is, one of them is starved to be Makel under the Belua.
Is it one piece touching many pieces?
Over here we're discussing when the Isser touched the Blur, we want to mat in the Blur. It's a Zion discussing the Blur, but he's also to be asking other pieces. So it's discussing different aspects of the same case. It is the same case, but different aspects of the same case. Therefore, we'll have two different halachas. The second that came to the Mechaber is you did not know which piece he touched. Now we have 20 pieces here, maybe he touched 1, 2, 3, not sure. Still, the halacha, all the mice are usher. Now the question is why that's so? Speak to the Shach Bishlam, you hold the Sugya of Chanan, and he points out the Rabbi Wittenberg holds of Chanan, therefore, come along to ask all the pieces over here. Mash Enkin, according to the Mechaber Nanel of Chanan, why is that so? Why come along to ask all the pieces over here? He said, for example, there are certain cases that should be that shouldn't ask there. He said, for example, let's see, you have 3 pieces, and each piece is 59 the size of verse to Isser. So what happens? You have the piece of Isser Chelev, touching him with 59. The whole Chelev has to go into the 59. If you did not go the whole Chelev, then the piece will be bottom of Shishim. Now touch the second piece, there's nothing, no Isser left inside. Touch the third piece, no Isser left inside. So you have 2 pieces of motor, one has to be bottom of Roif. So how in the world come the Mechaber say, don't know which piece touches all the Maisa Osir, it depends on the Kimto, what the Shia, what the number is. Therefore, he has a Kasha. Maisa Kivagin points out, Tansi has 2 points. He says, first of all, it's true that Mechaber knows the Chanan, but he holds the Sugya Efsha Seichel is also, get the Lochan Sim Kuvav. That's true that he won't ask the piece to judge against the whole type piece. But the Klal is, if it goes, let's say, Isser will go inside a piece over here. 59, go the whole type thing. But now go back inside the Chalif. You can never mark that piece. That means go back inside the chilev everything except the mashu. Now touch the next piece. The chilev has all of its koyach still. And we'll ask the second piece everything until 39. I go back in the chilev and have the mashu inside this second piece. And Eshel Sarkler will come along to answer. So come along to ask all the pieces. Now it's the sugi of Chanan. It's the sugi of Eshel Sarkler. Vadi speaks out the kivayger that it will say go mechitich l'tichah b'li roiteh v'choshu l'raj b'shito. It won't be the spash b'shov over here. 2 ways to answer the Shach. The Kivayga does ask another question. Let's say Matim tells Sugya of Svek Sveko. Now, I'm not sure it touched this piece over here. So maybe it did not touch this piece. And even if it touched this piece, maybe it only touched this piece, this one piece, and we bottle inside the other two. That'd be more to be tells Sugya of Bittle. So it comes along, he says, he said up here, the Rashba, very important, he said, that the only time we have the Klal of Bittle is when you know Vaday, there's a Bittle going on over here. Vaday Rav. Explains that by the Shulchan, a concept we seem to see numerous times, that this Yisrael of Bittul and Simukov test is when you have the idea, you know. You know this Roiv over here, we know this Bittul. The Chalois of Bittul is through the idea of a person. If you do not know this Roiv, it doesn't work. You have to have the idea. Like if we spoke out, there's no sound. If there's sound in the forest, you're not there, maybe there's no sound. If you're not having the idea, that means you're not sure this Roiv over there's no getter of Bittul. So therefore, speaks out a very important Yisrael by the Rashba, if you do not know this Roiv, you cannot say the Klal Bittul. You can't literally get over something over here. The Mavshim Kivayger was going on explaining this. That's Yisrael Shaboy.
Answer the Shach's question
too? No, different question. Answer Svek Sveko.
If you don't know where the Rav is, the Shach.
No, if you know yet, you don't know where. The third case in the Mechaber is you know you only touch one of them, and you do not know which one. Then the Loch is bottle Rav. Even the case of Chadich Rav is Chabed. Explain the Tanz and Shach. I know Chedigol is Chabed. We know the Klal Simukov Aleph. I feel Be'elchay Bottle because he speaks out the Tanz and Shach. Because over here is the only Issa Blua. And since only Issa Blua, we know we're not Mechaber a person with Blias. We have a person with a Guba Dover. And then by Issa Blua, the Loch is when he touches one, not the other pieces, is bottled by a case of Roif. Now it does speak out the Shach. You have to get involved with the Klal Simukov test. And maybe you have a chashash over here of Shem Yevashlam, and you have 3 pieces over here, and maybe even only touch one and bottom roiv, maybe come up to cook them. We have Vayavita Sugyo Shishim. He says the Kimto must be when you have a case of Shishim over here. I mean, these 3 pieces together are Shishim. You have no chashash of Shem Yevashlam. You only left the Vayavita Sugyo of Yavish Biyavish, bottom roiv of the Klal Mesim Kuvtes. So that's our kind of Mechaber. I mean, Mechaber has 2 Yisraelis. When it's Dovik, you have a Sugyo of Klipa Natilo and Shishim. But it's not Dovik, then he has these 3 kimtos over here, when he touched them, or don't touch them all, or you know we only touch one of them. Kamal Gramo, and he has a different malach than Sugya Melicho. First, he starts over the aside by Melicho, even a case that's Shemin over here, and only Asik De Klipo. The example Shem the Rav Yo that way, the Shem the Ramban that way. That's the Taz and Shach say we have a Mechaber Shito, the Ramo Shito, that there's Rav Yo out there, Klipo. Now, what does that mean we have a aside of Klipo? So it seems to be a Machlegis Taz. And the Shach, what is Ramah exactly doing? Explains the Prima Godem. The Taz is saying, we are passing Klipo. goes on further and more, chosh all the shitas. But the ikka loch is Rav Yoh, Lipo. Atzad Hasheni, the Shach said, no, we're passing the loch by Shuman is Kuloi. Except when take on the Rav Yoh, but start from the shita of the Kulo. So you read the Tazan Shach, the question is, how do you read the Amor? Is your Amor passing Rav Yoh? We're not passing Shishim, it will be mitzvah for Rav Yoh. This is reading in the Amor, Binaf Kaminas, obviously. That's the question. Come on, we must say the second thing. Once you have the Sugya of Kalipo, however, we come home to Machmer, how far to Machmer, in and of Bikim? We know not Bikim, Divin Loch and the Gate to Shaman and Shishim, Bekokosh and Tilo, we're not sure what the thing over here is. There were everything, every case you had was the Kokosh and Shaman, Shishim, and a case over here of Kalipo. Now, what is the case of Kokosh? The example he says is Chelib and Seir. The example, the Taz says, even a case of Dam over here. The Loch did Shishim in the case of Kalipo. Mamshul Ramon says, but since we have such a big chum over here, the mach for everything is shishin and klipo. They will come along. You have a piece that's kochosh, 10 pieces are kochosh, 30 pieces are kochosh. That touches another piece over here of chelav. Will come along to ask all 30 pieces. It's a massive chumro. Come to ask us so much with something that's only kochosh over here. The Rebbe says, will come along to mitzdarif the sugya of the Rav Yoh with the Rajmo. Make it serif over here. That means we have the Rav Yoh that says always klipo. We have the Rashba that says, not like the Maram, it's Mechafeim, Mechaticha, Lechaticha. So we'll come along and go, not like the Mechaber, and say, since we have the Rav Yoh of Klipa, whether it's Kachosh or Shomain, and we have the Rashba that says, Mechafeim, Mechaticha, Lechaticha, we'll put the two sigils together, we'll come along and to say, we'll start everything but bottle by the case of Shishim, we're only left with the case of Klipa. He says, except for the issue and stuff of Poi. That means come along, you have a case over here of 30 pieces that touching some as Kachosh. To mitzaref. That means the Mechaber says it touches every single piece will be mitzaref. It will be mitzaref. Points out the Taz, the Chur, this Ramah has three kulas. Three kulas come out from Ramah with this tier of the Rav Yoh and the Rajbo against the Mechaber. Number one, he says a case over here where it's a chelet dovik, everything mitzaref. Now the Mechaber says chelet dovik is not mitzaref. It's not one of this kula. Explains the Prima Gadim, meaning when you take the chelet dovik with a piece and sort it all together at the same time, not zer chazer. Then we'll have the skulo. We'll take the Rav Yoh together with the Rajmo. We'll say mitzaref everything together in Mabakal. The second thing he says,
even the
that's what it sounds like. It's a chiddush. It doesn't sound that way. That's a, he says it. The Taz. The second kula he says, with one piece, mitzaref. The second thing he says, you have one piece. He's saying mitzaref altogether. It's only klipo. It's all at one time. He's saying that. You tell me what the Taz says. He says it. And what does he mean? You tell me what he says. A second thing he says, you have one chaticha that touched the chelev, and the other one touched this. So come along, according to Mechaber, they're not mitzaref. According to Malamais, it is mitzaref. Shaki Zen also. A third case is when this piece touches everything. This one piece of chelev touches 20 pieces. Is it coming along to mitzaref? According to Mechaber, no. According to Malam Maisa, yeah. That means whether it touches one piece, this one piece touches other pieces of mitzaref. Whether it touches 20 pieces, the old coming along to mitzaref against the Mechaber. We'll take on the Rav and we'll only ask the Klipo. That means it comes out the Einel Bekim, this Chumro, since it's such a far stretch Chumro, we'll come on to have these three coolers over here. Now, it speaks out Ramo, but let's say you know only touched one of them and you do not know which one. Now, what do you have? The Locha Bittel over here. Now, it speaks out the Shach, it means you do not touch more than the case of Roiv. You have to at least Roiv Ivhet over here. That's the Pshat Ramah. Going to another Pshat. At least you do not have a case of Roiv, it was touched over here. The more ends off with two kulas. Number one, he says this halacha is only in the case where it's Vade Kochish, then a person will make all Kedei Klipo. We won't have to come into the Sugya of Shishim. Or by the case of Strach Shamnu, it's been making by Hefsim Rubo. But the case of Vade Kochish, he says again, I'm off to make him Kedei Klipo. The two shachs over here, one he points out, Sifkon Lam and Zayin, Tuchlus Pesach, the Mechaber, the Ramah seem to be Machmo over there. He writes, I'm Chuvosi Arachti, and Matarits it. The second thing he points out, Sifkon Lam and Ches, that a gam was coming to be Mekel by a case of Vade Kochosh, that's all Mitzad La Locho. Mitzad Minig, the Maestro Machmo, the Vade Kochosh, which is the Raiso, less than half success. And by the bond, we make a case of Vade Kochosh. Maestro comes down and gets Sugim Licho. Api the Ramah, again, not the Mechaber, not the Amish Shleima. Api the Ramah, Ein the Bekim, Kivega has a Sikkum over here of four lines, of Klal Demolso, which really he equates Melicha to Tzli, the same exact thing, except in Tzli he has two Tzarechians. That means to get the sugya of melicha, you always have to discuss number one, deraisa, number two, drabanan. Also, you have to discuss three levels over here: shamnunus, strach shamnunus, and the case of other kafish. So, negate the case of is deraisa by melicha, but the case of something that's shamin, it's shishim and klipa. Case of strach shamnunus, says I'm more hefsim rubo, the case of klipa. The gate of Vladek Kothush, I come the most sound like Michael, speaks out the Shachal, but I have to Ksas, person can be Michael. When it's Rabbonon, the Kamal and said by the case of Shishim, by Shomen, Loch of Shishim and the case of Klipo, by Strach Shamunus, said the Shach and the Loch is Heftimubi, can be Michael, only to Klipo, have to Ksas, have to Ksas. In case of Vladek Kothush, the Loch is Vladek, the Loch is Gde Klipo. Now these Klipo, I said six times Klipo by the six cases by Melicho. By tzlitz, the same thing, just switch the words, funatilo, same klal, except there were two tzarachins in the kiveger. Number one, you read the Ramos slowly in Sefei and Siftes, there's a difference over here. In the case in Siftes by Melichol, he says I have two kulos. Number one, I have a kula by case of Bada Kofush, and number two, I have a kula by Strach Shemunus by Hefstim Rubo. You go back to Sifhei, he writes one kula. He writes a kula of Bada Kofush. Does not bring the kula of Hefsi Mumba to make it by Srakshan Lunis. It doesn't bring down the Ramot, it's missing. But I could say the Ramot says, Ein Siftes. It brings down one kula, not the second kula. So the Kivegi's Mistapek in the Ramot Shito is it coming to be machmed by Srakshan Lunis by the case of Sli. What's for supposed to be more machmed by Sli over Melicha? Because by the case of Melicha, you always have the Rav Yor Shito, the Yeshem Namban Shito, then he might show me Lochus Klipo. By Melichi, do not have that. That's one sub of Kiveger. One time he said to be Machmer, one time he said Sarachin Ladinoi. A second Sarachin in the Prima Gaudim, in the Kiveger being down the Prima Gaudim, is the idea of a being Mefater one to another. That means something that's Sarach Shamunis, and it comes from Mefater, something that's Heter that's Kofush. Since the whole entire idea of being Mefater one to other is Machlakes over here, the question is when something is the Kofush Lagami, would Sarach Shamunis be Mefater or not? Bring down Pima Gaudim, also Mistapek, come make this one we make. Sif Yod. By the case of Hefsi Mubo, by the Raisa. There won't be a heter of Hefsi Mubo by the Raisa by Sachshamu, that's the Sorokhin, because it left out from the Ramah. Yeah, that'll be the same thing. From Sif Yod to Sif Yod Aled, again, a sugi negate to Melicha. Each sugya is brought down other places. Again, what it says on the page over here. Sif Yud is a sugya of Meliach and Tafel. Meliach means something that's salted, Tafel means something that was not salted. Whether it's the case of Issa Veheter, whether the case of Bosser, Tajin Kalo over here. The Gemara brings down the Kulin. Locha, when it's a Meliach, then the locha is that it will ask something. When it's Tafel, when Tamei Tafel, it's Mutter. That means the only way when the Melicha asks something, when the thing itself is Osir. That means that the Heter is salty. It cannot get Isser from something else. The Isser has to be salty. Diva speaks out the Mechaba Locha Maisa. If the Heter is Meluch and the Isser is Tafel, since the Isser is not salty, the Loch is its Mutter, the Loch is like anything that touch each other, without Melicha and Yadocho. The Mola Maisa is Machmer, because the Rand Pshad and the Sugi is touching each other, a vital effect one to another. It means that Tzir that came out one to another. That's what it means when the Meliach over here is, when the Tomei is Tafel, won't answer it. So by tzir we make all mashen coming when they're touching each other will come on to aser less the case of makom hefsid. Sif Yudal the sugya to talk over. That means you have to talk over Sif Gimel by the sugya Bishul and Sli. You have the sugya to talk over by Sif Vav. The command of Ein Vav machlokes Rav and Shmuel. You say to talk over or log over. Even though we always pass like Rav, we have two brides like Shmuel. We pass that to talk over. The question you get to Melicha, if you also say the cloud to talk over, machlokes Rav and Taisus. Come on, Machaben and says. Again, he just came off on Sif Test and said, we have Locha of Klipo, Netila, and Shishim. That's after the Bam thing is hot. However, the Bam thing is cold, the Locha will be a case of only Klipo. That means the Bam thing is cold. Again, Shomin, the Locha is Shishim according to the Machaber. Will the Locha be if Bam thing over here is cold, meaning it is a case of Tafel over here, will not make the difference. And then the Locha will come along to be that since the Bam thing is Tafel, will only be a case of Klipo over here. Come on, Gemara, he disagrees. He says the Yisrael Shaboy, it's not making a difference whether it's top or bottom, not make a chilek, because the whole idea, come along the Shem, it says that heat rises, affects one to another, it does not affect one to another, and therefore the Loch will be by Shomain, also be a case of Shishim. The Gemara will not make a difference where it is. figure the task in the shach to explain the Yisrael Shemoi is that the only way to mevatel the koyach of salt is through the act of adocha. That means, how do you mevatel the koyach of heat? So the cold touches it. Yeah, the question is, who's affecting who? The hot or the cold versus the hot? However, Mashenki, the only way of affecting something that is salty to a case of adocha. Since you're not mevatel the koyach of adocha, not make a difference which one's on top, which one's on the bottom. Sif Yud Beis, Sif Yud Gimel is neged suga blicha by kelim. It's really building off the suga of something that's tamei tuffel by the kli. It never comes salty. It never comes parcel to it. Sif Yud Beis is case of blicha lekelim when the kli is lach, has something lach inside. So, mashenkin the suga Sif Yud Gimel blicha by kelim again when it's yafresh inside. Go to each one. First, by Sif Yud Beis coming from the mechaber, coming from the mice of the rishon being down, that they had a mold that made a goyish cheese inside. That means this mold was mamash treif. You want to put inside of it kosher cheese. Make milk and make it into cheese. Lachluchas, make it into cheese. The question is, can you do it or not? Come to the mechaber, and the mold says, if you did it, it's mutter b'di'evet. It's mutter. Watch Machlokes among the Rishonim, if it can be done or not, it's mutter b'di'evet. And says, Ramon, lav dafka case of cheese. They get to only soon be the same aloha. That means the government puts the truth being down. Those who want to be machmer, tzati machmer, we can make a b'di'evet. And the Yisrael Shemoi explains the Shach, because since he cleaves it, Nichol Gedev Tomei Tafel, the other halacha is it cannot ask her one to another mirror. Now we're going to come to be Machmel Lechatchilo, either because Rav Yehuda argues, or because Herchel Menachir, or because there's some Lachluchas, some Shamnunis left behind. The Maisim, the other coming to be Mekel, speaks out the Taz, Agam the Sekim Tovir in the Shulchan Aruch is a case of Drabonon, Kvinas Akum, but who didn't negate it, didn't derise it, assumed derise it with the same halacha. That you should not do like a chila, but the evil meister mekel. Sivdu gimel, the same thing over here, but not when they're putting in a lachluchas that's all inside this kli that's iser. Putting in something that's yovish. For example, you have the slash gadish, or says more even a kli that's iser, that's blei chazam mamish. And you put salt inside, put other spices inside. Can you go use the salt over here? It says the mechaber, lechachila, go use the salt. Why does the salt be blei of coming out from the kli the iser shavoy? Why? Because the kli is a tamei tuffel. It cannot get out of here. That speaks out the Ramah and the cloud dafka when the kli maisa is noki. No, it's a dovek to it. The maisa medina is mutal lachatchila. Ends of the Ramah, however, machmer tovel lebracha. That means Tosfos brings down the case of the kvinas akum. Then brings down the case of the salt inside the dish. It's a machmer tovel lebracha. The Ramah understands machmer tovel lebracha is going back on when it's yovish. The Taz over here has been signed when he wrote the Simon Tzadikai. Says, no, the machmer tovel lebracha is going back on kvinas akum. He said, what, to be machma over here? The Tosfos says, maistim kol yoyim. In fact, maistim kol yoyim, everyone uses a treif dish, but salt inside must be there's not nichol to get a bracha, going back to this akum. So coming up, the three shitas. The mechaber says, mutter. The mola maistim says, machma tov lebracha. And Taz, again, we'll go back to the mechaber shita, two shitas, and says, it's mutter, it sounds like there is no bracha over here. Now, the shach does speak out. He said that they had to eat al tamei tuffel. He said that does not mitzvah the sugya not by not. I say, we'll be matal stop by not. Since it's salty over here, mashvil is shvach, and therefore we'll not have the heter not by not. Now we're saying over here, dafka, the kli is clean, so it speaks out the shach. Dafka, we assume most kelim are clean, stam kli is noki, obviously not a bach is zero, but most houses and things in mice are clean, we're not to worry that maybe there's some dirt left behind in the kli over here. Kamalum Kivegir on this aloha and wants to limit this heter to get to kli, he has two limitations. Number one, it says maybe this whole entire kli, which comes to say it's mutter b'di'evet, the dafka went to belay aydei melicha, then it won't come out the case of melicha. But let's say, being done with first lamoishes belay aydei bishul, maybe it would come out the case of melicha. It's coming to the answer, steers of Beis Yosef. The mice says it's arachim kivegir. The swarm did not go this way. Steamus apoyskim and not to machalik. Second limitation, he wants to say being done a beresheva, maybe dafka in the kli eight will say this klal, mashek in the kli cheres come up to be machmer. He brings down the trash. The Moshe wants to say that way in the Rosh. He is Mamshek, so the Shach is not the way from Issa Bet Oruch. Again, the Simus HaPoishkim, not Mechalik, whether it's Kli Eitz or Kli Cheres, will not have this limitation. In all cases, we'll say the case of Melicha B'di'evet, or even certain times of Chachilo, we'll say whatever, nothing came out from the Kli, and the Maisi is salt, the Maisi is the Mutter. The last Sif over here in Simuk Havei, Sif Yudalad. A case over here when you had salt that's Blei Adam, how do you have salt Blei Adam? The Melicha. And now you have left on the salt that's Blei Adam. Or, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have a case over here, a basar, they didn't lick it to it, and did not wash off the salt. So again, you have salt that's blei adam. The lach is, you put it inside your pot with your vegetables, with other food over here. the halach is what's the din to get your vegetables? So first speaks out the Torah two shitas. It says either you need shishim versus the melech, or if you got a second shita you need shishim what connecting the dam kulei melech. What's the second shita? Explains the Taz. The second shita is that we know that either you need it against the melech that shishim versus the size of the melech. It's the second shita is that one can ask the melech melech avinu l'taimei. Avinu l'taimei, once you taste it, I feel be'elv like bottle until there's no ta. So the Torah has two shitas, either shishim versus kubah dover, or I feel be'elv like bottle. Malocha kamung mechaber namo, and they do not pass on this shita, I feel be'elv like bottle. They both pass him only shishim, but for two different reasons. The more pass on shishim one, mitzvah to give chanan. That means you have blood that was being belayed inside the melech. You don't judge only versus the blood, you judge also versus the melech. Tell us to give chanan. Mashenke, the mechaber is not holding chanan. So why is he saying judging versus the melech and not judging versus the melech and not the dam only, also against the melech? Speaks out the shach because we do not know how much dam went inside the melech. Practical, I don't know how much. Since we never know how much came out, like a chal, loda, yoda, come another b'minei, the loch and simitai ches of gimel, we judge against the whole entire melech. Which now comes out. If the mechaber is coming to judge against only the dam, we don't know how much it's the melech, the seder. But according to Amar, saying no, the melech itself is also. So let's say avidu l'taimenei, I say I feel be'elflei bottle. Let's say why saying shishim for I feel be'elflei bottle. So it says the Rambam himself is yisoid. Ein neso isa yisa mina isoid. The only time we say I feel be'elflei bottle is when the guf hadover is the iser, and that's the thing that's avidu l'taimenei. That means we had the same amount simitz al ches of ches. The only time we say the locha by the sugya of Vila Taimei, the Guva Dov is also. That means, for example, a person takes an onion, very sharp, cuts it with a fleshka knife. So now the onion is fleshiks. Take this fleshka onion, he puts it inside, his milch cooks it. You need shisha versus what? Versus the fleshiks, or shisha versus the onion, and now you taste the onion. So we see over here, the klal is, the only time we say Vila Taimei is versus the issa shibayim, when the issa itself is also. If the onion was a case of Erlo, which I heard of onion, I don't think so. Or a case of Chubis, the case of Issa Machmas Atzmoy. Mashenki was a Bliya Bosser, it's not shacked away, so you always have your pot, Shisha versus the Bosser's motor. Another example we spoke on Chabura is the lemon inside your Coke. You do not go against the share of the lemon, unless the lemon itself is also going against the knife that the Goyim cut with as Bliya of Issa, then you go Shisha versus the Bliya of Issa over here. There's no Vidal time, that's from over here, and the monster was on
the lemon. You don't count the top of the lemon.
You do not count. The again, usually you cut a slice, you put inside the three droplets there. So you need 180 droplets. That's all you need.
You don't need the
You don't. I taste the lemon in the Coke. You don't need the. You don't go.
The amount of drops you have to do.
Yeah, but you have a lot of the drops, 100%. Especially on Chanan. But you do not have to. I taste the lemon afterwards. I don't care tasting lemon. You have to vat only the lemon shabbat mitzvah shishim and not mitzvah sugya avinu l'taimei. On Beit Hashem, there'll be a test on Thursday. At the end of on Thursday, be a chabura on the erev Pesach as Chal and Shabbos. Please take home your svarim; otherwise, the yeshiva will have a schus to take them. I think by Pesach they take away all the svarim that come up the room. Please take them home. Now, in the year two, we spent a month, almost more than a week in Chazar and Kofei. We spent the whole zman learning Sefer Heter, a good couple of months. If you don't do Chazara, you have to do Chazara. There's no way around it. Besides, there'll be a test at the end of El on the whole Torah verse from Tzadik Ches till Kufir Aleph. If you don't do Chazara, if you start doing Chazara on El, it'll be fresh to you. Be fresh. If you do Chazara now, Ben Azmanim, you put time into it, it won't be as fresh. You might see what's going on, you have a clarity. I do not know a way around Chazara. Please tell me a way around Chazara. You had to Chazara. I'd like to say over that by Loit, Aloit went to the left, Avram went to the right. So right, late always went further. Avram always did Chazara. You got to do Chazara over here. If you don't do Chazara, you lost that. You wasted this week or Ben's mom. You wasted 5 months. And anyone who wants to acquire Sevetter, it's not simple. You're not going to remember if you don't do Chazara. That means Ben's mom get a chavusa. Everyone wants to learn by themselves. Not going to happen. You learn myself later. You get a chavusa. Everyone wants to learn on the airplane 12-hour shas. I know. Everyone's going to learn everything. You don't learn on the airplane. You don't learn without a chavusa. Maybe the first day, second day, you have to get a chavusa. You have to put in the first seder. Everyone learns man is man in first seder here. Your wife will appreciate it if you have a chavusa. Don't have a chavusa. You always get to be busy with something. You have to set up to make sure Sumara Vasei Toiv. You have to set yourself up to do Sumara. You set up Gechavusas, then there's a chance that you're there, Yechavusas there, and Mamash you learn every day. You have 2 weeks before Pesach, you can also learn Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to also learn after Pesach over here, you have a whole month over here to acquire 5 months worth. It's Chadigol is Chabed, and it's also a little Mesubach if you don't learn it that well. And again, you can have a test anyway in a couple of months, and you have a test after 120. It's Chaval. Spend time, put time into it right now. And again, you have, it's a chosh of a sugyo that Tamina Chom know. And maybe to a writer that's pushing people, tells people, if you know a little bit, you sound smart to people, so you get a lot of COVID out of it. So he tries to get people to learn, because, you know, if you get some COVID out of it, you call this thing and that thing. And people, you know, you always need incentives, you need smicha to get you to learn. So if you quote, you learn, and people see you going to base medrash, you get COVID out of it. So worst comes to worst, people give you COVID out of it. So at least get COVID. The choshev, you go to base medrash, man's mom, it's the hedra, are we safe over here? Look like something over here. So whether it's that COVID, whether it's that, you know, your Shemaim, you want to do what's Hashem, we need external factors. Some of us get candies, some of us need money, some of us need cover, whatever it is, but get yourself to learn. But how do you do that? You gotta set yourself up. Get a chavusa. It means call your friend, set up set time. You don't have to start at 9:30, 10 o'clock is okay, fine. 10 o'clock, you should listen to what Kadam by the later minute, they change the clock, fine, say that. Okay, I know. Taka, we should, Mama should acquire the siman over here, let's talk around.
Hey, yeah.